Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of bishul, of cooking, that we started last time. And Me'at Hashem, we're going to go through the yesoides of bishul, which means the foundations of the halachas, and then we will go later on to the practical applications. So we spoke out last time that cooking, or frying, or baking, or roasting on the fire is all considered bishul d'oraisa. And the Pesukim say that not only is that considered bishul d'oraisa, but also if it's an electric oven, that's the same thing. It's also called issur d'oraisa. You put something down on an electric oven that was put on for before Shabbos, it's also considered a d'oraisa de gabishul because something gets red hot, a piece of metal that gets red hot, is also considered eish, and it's considered cooking on an eish. The shaila is, on a microwave, if the microwave is put on before Shabbos, and you want to cook in a microwave, that's a shaila if that's considered bishul or not. The place can talk about it. L'maisi, you have to be machmir that it's considered bishul even in a microwave. Now, that's all when you cook on the fire. But there's another isser bishul, even if it's not on the fire. And that's the isser of bishul in a kli rishon. What's a kli rishon? Kli rishon is any utensil that had food in it or water in it that was sitting on the fire. And then you removed it from the fire. But Chazal knew that such a pot that was on the fire retains its heat. The heat goes into the walls and it retains its heat. The food in it retains its heat. And therefore, that food that's in that pot that was removed from the fire, it still could cook. But there is a kula that if this kli rishon is not anymore yad seledes boy, which means that the yad seledes boy is a certain amount of temperature of how hot it is. So if it's not yad seledes boy anymore, then it will not be a problem of kli rishon. The only shaila is, what exactly is the temperature of yad seledes boy? The exact temperature of yad seledes boy is a question. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that a temperature of 110 Fahrenheit must be considered yad seledes boy. So that means if it's still 110 degrees that hot, you can't put anything in there because that'd be a shaila of bishul. For example, someone takes something off a fire and it's sitting on the counter now, and he wants to put in some spices. He realizes the soup doesn't have enough spices, so he wants to put some spices in it. The halacha is you cannot put spices that were not cooked into the soup because it's a kli rishon. As long as it's 110 degrees, it's usur to cook in this pot because it's a kli rishon, and a kli rishon is mevashel.